Good morning, everyone. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I apologize for my tardiness. I'm running a little late this morning. My stomach's in a weird mood, so it took me a little longer to get my act together. Nothing new, certainly. But glad we're all here together, and I may or may not have to take a break, but if I do, I will give you the heads up there. But anyway, I'm happy we're all here together, and it's another Monday morning at 10:08 a.m. on Monday, February 17th, 2025. It seems like a lot of what we're all experiencing is fairly similar. I think a lot of us are going through the ups and downs and the changes that are rolling through our existences these last few weeks since the new year started. And I know that I feel like I've been doing a lot of releasing in many different ways, whether we're talking emotional or physical or any other way. But I know a lot of you are experiencing this too. It's kind of like sometimes you just feel like you can't get it together no matter what you do. And like it's almost uncontrollable because things are just going to happen a certain way, and either you roll with it or you push against it and make it worse. So I'm experiencing, oh, look at that, it's 1010, angel number. I've been getting that one a lot lately, 1010. But I've been experiencing a lot of the rolling, rolling and releasing, I guess I could call it. I was on the hunt for a diamond nail file, of all things. That sounds really, posh, and it's not even that. It's just there are these nail files that I love that just work really, really well. And I'm the kind of person who, when she finds something she really likes, she sticks with it. No matter what that is, it could be a thing, it could be a person, it could be anything, really. But if I find something that is really working for me, I pretty much, like to keep it around for a long time. And I had this nail file, of all things, for years. I got this nail file. Actually, I bought several of them, which is something I also do. When I like something, I make sure that I get several so that I don't run out. But I bought this nail file, and it's by a brand called Diamond Cell. Diamond Cell, D-I-A, can't even remember how you spell it. It's spelled a little differently. It's not the full word diamond. It doesn't have the D on the end, but it's like Diamond Cell. Anyway, I got this back at one of the really nice drugstores in New York City. Probably back, 20 years ago. And I bought several of them because they're so good. So I kept one in my bathroom. I kept another one in my purse. I probably got another one floating around somewhere. But the one I keep in my bathroom, I have always kept in the same drawer, in the same spot, because I am probably a little OCD and a little whatever, compulsive. So I did keep this nail file in the same spot. Even when I moved, I would take this little, it's like a tiny little set of three drawers, it's like a compartmentalized thing where you can store makeup and whatever. So, excuse me one second. And so I would keep this nail file in the same exact spot right above my mascara. And, it's been there for years. So I went for it a few days ago and it wasn't there. And I've looked in several places in my home and still up to now cannot seem to find it. I have no idea where it went. I'm hoping it didn't fall into the trash and get thrown out inadvertently, which could possibly happen, but it would be unlikely for me because I'm really careful about stuff that I use a lot. And I tend to take good care of things that are important to me. So, and this little nail file was pretty important to me because my nails grow really fast. And I don't know if any of you have this problem. It's a good problem to have. But my nails grow exceedingly fast, probably because of my diet and because of some other things that I do, like the light patches, which I've been using. But they always have. They've always grown pretty fast. When you eat a lot of protein, your nails and hair grow faster than usual. So, I mean, every day I can see them. They're like getting longer and longer. And I can't find my nail file. So I don't know what is going on. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm in a different timeline right now and my nail file is in the old one. That is possible. So I don't know. Anyway, send me some energy and help me find my nail file. That would really be helpful. I would appreciate that very much. Anyhow, let me help all of you because that is why I am here. We are actually here to help each other. You know, nobody ever feels like it's, at least I hope no one ever feels like it's one-sided. Although I definitely want to help all of you. I get a lot out of it too, for sure. It feeds and nourishes me to help all of you. So if you would like some assistance with any issues that you might be having, you can tell me all about it in the chat room. And the way you get there is get on your device and go to the World Wide Web and go to 1-2 Radio, which I am doing right now with you. And that will take you over to a black background page with my face on it. And on the left side, you'll see some options and one of them is chat. So when you hit chat, that will take you over into the 1-2 Radio Facebook group. And if you just scroll down slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you go into the chat, first, if you've never been here before, you can join the group. And my wonderful producer, Serena, who has been very patient with me, and whom I appreciate very much, will let you in because she's a friendly sort. And once you're in the group, you can come into my chat room. And there you will see Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Good morning, Lori, she says. And you will also see Renee. Renee. Hey, Renee. Good to have you here. And Quelly's here. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori and Serena. Monday blessings. I know. This one snuck up on me. Yesterday, I was like, wow, it's tomorrow's Monday already. Some weeks feel like they go very fast and others just feel like they don't. This one kind of went fast. And Tara's here. Oh, Tara, I like your new little icon. Very cute. I love that. And she says hi. And I see that Serena let you all know that I was running a little late, which I really appreciate. Yeah, I don't know. Just it seemed like it's just been a little more challenging lately in the morning. And I will share with you that I have been using some new supplements, which I think I did share with you last week. And they are very effective and they really tend to get things moving in the morning. So if you're ever having that issue, I can tell you all about what products I'm using, which I actually think I did that last week. So I won't go into it now, but if anybody's wondering, I can always pop that in the chat probably, or I can just mention it. But yeah, it does tend to kind of shake things up a bit. Hey, Edward, I'm happy to see you here. Aww. So Edward says, blessed morning, Lori. Just want to say I am thankful for all the time I have known you and appreciative to the positive impact you make on my life. Well, that was a really sweet, thing to say. I'm so sorry. I sound like Tweety Bird just for a moment. That was a really sweet thing to say, Edward, and I appreciate that. I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at myself. I really appreciate that. Truly, you have no idea how much that means to me. These thoughtful words of affirmation are kind of one of my love languages, because I can feel when they're sincere. You know, I'm intuitive that way, and I can feel people's energy. So I feel yours. I definitely appreciate you saying that. That means a lot. Tara, you have, she says, I have a couple. They are great. Oh, the diamond nail files. Okay, it took me a second. Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about. They are, right? They're the best nail files because they're really thin and they can really get underneath your nail so that you don't cut your skin. Because sometimes with those thick paper nail files, you try to get them underneath your nail in the corners and they're too close to your skin and they end up like slicing your skin like a paper cut. And that's awful. That's really terrible. I stopped using those a long time ago because they're terrible and they suck. So the diamond nail files are, I like things of quality. I'm not ashamed to say it. I like things that work well, are, you know, utilitarian, have a great purpose, and do what they're supposed to do. Darn it. I really, really appreciate when things are made well and just work really well and serve their purpose. That's the Virgo in me, I guess. You know, things have to work well because honestly, I've seen so many products lately. I might go on a bit of a rant here, but who cares? So many products lately that just really are shitty, frankly, just to put it bluntly. You know, things that used to be made really well, a lot of them are now just flimsy as hell and not made well, and you have to replace them so much more quickly. Like almost anything I can think of, cars, smartphones, nail files, just, I mean, clothing. So if you don't buy really good clothing, it wears out really fast. As I sit here looking at my pajama tops with holes in them that I probably haven't even had for 2 years. Maybe that sounds like a long time to some people. It doesn't sound like that long to me because I'm a Capricorn and I hold on to everything forever. Excuse me. Sorry about that. When I find something I like to hold on to it for a while and I like to have it forever, forever and ever. So it's just how I am. I'm sorry. I don't let go of things easily. And yet that is what I preach constantly, to let go and to do it as easily as possible. So really, that makes no sense, right? But it does. It really does. I make it make sense. But truly, I don't understand why people, I mean, I know it's money. I know people who make and manufacture these things are just in it for the money. And to me, money is a great thing. It really is. But I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to make something a little more expensive and have it last longer rather than to make something super cheaply and have it break really quickly? I don't know. Maybe that's just my logic. Maybe nobody else thinks that way, although I doubt it. I'm sure there are plenty of people who agree with me. It just, I don't know. A lot of things in this world now don't make sense to me, and that's one of them. So, yeah, it's a mini rant, and I am not ashamed to say that. So, let's see who else is in the chat. Anne, hey Anne, she says you are cracking me up, Lori. I think that we are twin souls. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we have a lot in common, Anne. If you're in my chat room and you're putting up with me, we definitely have something in common. So yeah, probably twin souls. We are all, as I understand it, definitely part of the same soul group because we wouldn't encounter each other if we were not. So I'm gonna take a short break, maybe like 5 minutes. I'm gonna take a really short break. I'm going to be right back with all of you. I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'm going to come right back, and then I will get into some more fun stuff with you, all of you. Okay. And if you want, you can ask me questions in the chat room. You can put comments like you are. You all are doing so great. I'm so appreciative of all of your comments. But if you have any really like pressing questions that you need to know the answer, I would be happy to take a stab at it. Okay. So I'll be right back. Green is going to play some nice music for you, and I'll see you in a few minutes. Here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, once again. Just had to take a quick break. I don't usually do that, but now I need water. I'm just having all kinds of issues this morning. What else is new? Yeah, mornings are not really like, I'm not really a morning person. I'm much more a night person, I guess you could say. I'm more of an afternoon person, actually. I do my best work in the afternoon. Mornings are a little... I'm a person who likes to take a slow start to the morning. I don't like to just jump right in there and, you know, hit the ground running. Not usually, anyway. But unfortunately, that is the way life is set up for most of us. We kind of have to just get up and do things and hit the ground running and start our day. And that, especially if you're someone like me, does not always work, because the person that I am likes to have a slow morning. where I kind of just get to ease into my day. And several days a week, I'm able to do that. But obviously, if I'm getting up to do a radio show or getting up to go to a class or some other endeavor, you know, I have to get myself up and out and moving. And this particular body likes to start things kind of slow and ease into the day, and not just, you know, start running around the moment I wake up. It's just, that's just how I am. But I do it because I must and because I want to. And honestly, if I didn't really want to do something like that, I probably wouldn't, you know. If I didn't want to be here, I most certainly wouldn't, but I definitely want to be here with all of you. And then I don't want to wait till the afternoon to do it. So we are doing it in the morning. So I'm going back to the chat room. And I see a few more comments, which I am very happy about. I'm glad, like Anne said, I was cracking her up. I'm really happy that you're at least enjoying my sense of humor, because sometimes I think I'm entertaining no one but myself, but I'm glad to see that that's not the case. All right. Hey, Joni. Yeah, okay. So she says, good morning, Lori. I too have one of those brand name Diamond Deb. Okay. So I know there are other brands, and I'm sure I'm going to find one I like, because I actually just ordered another one online, and I don't remember which brand it was, but it was a good brand, and it looked very similar to the Diamond Cell. But they're good, right? They work so much better. I'm telling you, if you don't have one of these diamond nail files, you need to get one. Because they're just so superior to a regular old paper nail file. My mother always used the crappy cardboard paper nail files, and I always hated them because I don't think they had the diamond nail files, or maybe she just didn't want to spend the money, because they are a little more expensive. Some of them, on the lower end, I think you can get one for like, you know, $15. But the diamond cells that I bought, when I purchased them, they were about $30 or $35 20 years ago. And that was exorbitant back then. Now, I looked them up online, and now they're going for like $60 each, which kind of made my mouth drop open. But yeah, it doubled in price the last 20 years, like so many other things, really. So I don't know why I was so shocked. But excuse me, my throat. One second. Hairball. Okay. But yeah, everything goes up in price, so that's no surprise, really. And like I said, I ordered another one. Hopefully it will work out well. And hopefully the one that I lost will turn up. I'm really hoping for that. So maybe with all of you sending me energy to find my nail file, I'll be able to find it. But if not, I will not worry about it, and I will substitute something else. And that happens often enough, where they either discontinue something that you like and you have to adjust and get something new, or, you know, something happens in your life where something stops and you don't want it to, and you have to kind of fill the place with another thing like it. And it even happens with people sometimes, you know, which is really hard. Because of course we don't want people we love leaving our lives. And sometimes they do, for sure, in different ways. And some are harder than others. And such is life. But what can you do? You really just have to roll with it. And you can't replace people, obviously. But you always have to know that there's a reason that things are being removed from your life, and you have to know that they're being removed for you, it's not happening to you. And such is the nature of the world, you know. This is to teach us to be flexible and know that even though we lose something, although I think people are a little different, even though we lose something that might be important to us, we're still okay, you know? And even when you are talking about people, you are still okay. You are. And we don't really lose people, right? I mean, if they die, their energy is still around, which is different, but it's still there. And if somebody leaves your life, there's a reason for that too. And it's probably for your benefit in a lot of ways. And it's for you to learn lessons. So all of that is a positive thing, even though it may not feel like it in the moment. So me losing this nail file in the grand scheme of things is somehow a positive thing, because maybe I'll find something I like better. And that has happened to me too. Excuse me. That has definitely happened to me. I've not been able to find something that's been like a product that's been discontinued, and I'll look for it and look for it. And then once I surrender that I can't find it, I'll usually find something better. It's happened to me many times. So let's hope that that's the case for the Time and Now file. Okay. Hey, Jean, I see you in my chat room. She says, hope you feel better soon. Thank you. I'm fine. It's just, you know, mornings. By afternoon, I'll be fine. She says, check out Vermont Country Store for the nail file. You know what? I think I saw that one. Don't know if they have it, but they have all kinds of good old stuff. You are absolutely right. And I will look at them again, Jean. Thank you for that suggestion. I'm pretty sure I came across them, and I'm pretty sure that they did have something very similar. I think it was a different brand, but I feel like it would suffice. You're right. I believe I didn't order it because it was on the expensive side, and I wanted to see if I could find it less expensive, but we'll see how this one works out. The one I ordered it from Amazon, which, sorry, but I did. And I love and hate Amazon. You know, it's like it comes so quickly and they have everything. But anyway, I won't get into that right now. But I did order one. It was about $15. So we'll see how good it is. I don't know. It looked pretty good in the picture. So I will let you know. I will report back, because that is what I do. I like to let my Human Design 3 line work for me and do the trial and error so that I can come back and tell all of you what works and what doesn't. So that is one of the things I will let you know. Excuse me. Okay. And Pamela says, yes, I agree. I have gotten scammed on a few online purchases. So mad. I'm sorry to hear that, first of all, because that's terrible. People should have more integrity. I don't understand that. This is the thing I don't get. I don't get why people don't have more integrity. You know, is making a few bucks really worth not having your integrity? I don't know. It's not worth it to me. If I'm all for making more than a few bucks, but if you're doing it without integrity, you're sort of shooting yourself in the foot, because your abundance is not going to be long lasting if you are acquiring that abundance without having integrity, you know, and care for other people and equality in your workmanship and all of the things that are really necessary, I feel, to put out any kind of good product or good service. So it just doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, Edward says, so things are made a little cheaper at cost of durability because it saves on manufacturing. And companies know that a lot of people will want to replace it when it breaks, making them more money. So while it seems cheaper for the public, winds up being more costly in the long run. Yeah, and this is exactly what I was saying before, Edward. I agree with you 100%. Sorry for the noisy man outside, as well as my coughing. All kinds of things going on this morning. The energy is just swirling around really quickly. But yeah, this is it in a nutshell. You're right. You're exactly right. And that's what I think really is to go back to the way it used to be. And I know it probably won't, but I have hope that in the 5D world, things that really matter will once again be the way they're supposed to be, and they'll be more advantageous for all of us. Because I do believe in the timeline shifting, and I do believe that many of us are in the higher timelines. And I think we go back and forth sometimes. I think we can slip back moment to moment into the 3D. And then we can rise again into the 4D and even the 5D in moments. Those moments when you're feeling really, really high and very elevated. And you know for a fact that, well, I mean, I might have told this story. I don't know if I've told it recently. But talking about shifting timelines, this is a good example. So one time I needed to get a passport and I needed to have my driver's license as proof of who I am. And went to look for my driver's license where it usually is, which I believe was in my purse. And it wasn't there. And this was years ago. But it wasn't there. I looked everywhere for it for about 2 months. I couldn't order my passport. Without this, I think I might have used another, like my birth certificate or something, to get the passport in the meantime. But, or maybe I didn't. Maybe I just like kept looking for my license. I can't remember. But in any case, I could not find my license. Oh yeah, and it did keep me from getting my passport more quickly. But fortunately, I didn't have a deadline, so I had some time before I actually had to have the passport, because I was leaving, going out of the country. I was going to Paris. Excuse me. Can't seem to clear this frog in my throat. So I was looking and looking everywhere for this stupid license. And after about, I think it was about 2 months, and I was coming down to the wire, really needed it to get my passport because I had to go to Paris. And I was sitting at my computer desk one night, and I had looked high and low for this thing, and it had not appeared. So sitting at my computer desk, I just happened to turn around for something, and I looked down, and there was the license on top of a couple of boxes right behind my computer desk chair, where I had sat many times in that last 2 months and had never seen it sitting there before. Just my license on top of a white box, sitting plainly for anyone to see. I swear it was not there before I actually turned around that day and saw it. I swear. Because I would have seen it. So I attribute that to shifting timelines. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, you can lose something in one timeline and find it in another. It sounds crazy, but it really is true. And I know because it's happened to me more than once. That's one good example of my license. But I'll be darned if that license was not right behind me at that moment. And I would dare say it was not there the whole time. But it did appear when I needed it. And I was able to go to Paris and get my passport. Or vice versa. I was able to get my passport and then go to Paris. Excuse me. Okay. Tara, I'm reading what you said. Tara says, I'm going to giggle so much if your nail file magically appears while you are on break. It didn't. Archangel Shamuel, help a girl out. Exactly. Thank you. Well, it didn't happen on the break, but maybe it'll happen when I'm off the air. Let's cross our fingers. And yes, we will definitely ask for Archangel Shamuel's help. And I always, my grandmother used to pray to St. Anthony. My mom used to do it too, because, you know, the older Italian women like to pray to St. Anthony. And my mom and grandma were beautiful Italian women. And I felt my grandmother very strongly yesterday. It's very interesting. And that's one of the reasons I was talking about releasing earlier. Because releasing can be releasing emotion. And I've been finding myself releasing a lot of emotion over the last couple of days. And someone has just started a motorcycle or something outside, so I apologize for that noise. But I was in my dance class Saturday, and you know, good mood, everything started out fine. And wouldn't you know it, my teacher played a song by Florence and the Machine. And the name of that song, I have it here somewhere. I'll tell you the name of the song. It is called The End of Love by Florence and the Machine. And as soon as I heard it, the song itself is very evocative and it's a very emotional song. And if you listen to the words, you'll understand why. And even the title, you know, The End of Love, is very indicative of what it's about. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something, it wasn't something specific, I guess I could say, that it brought up in my body, because our bodies remember things that our minds sometimes don't. But emotions get stored in our bodies. And that's why we have to move the emotion through our body by using movement, breath, and sound to get that stuck energy out of our bodies. Because a lot of us hold on to emotion and we don't even realize it, but we're holding on to grief and we're holding on to anger. And we're holding on to all these, negative emotions, quote unquote, negative emotions, when we don't really realize it. And we need to let go of those so that we don't create illness in our body, to be perfectly frank. And so the song came on, and when I dance, I always dance my emotions. And this evoked some grief and sadness in my body. And honestly, I just started bawling during my dance. And I kept dancing. It's very interesting. Crying, like really crying when you're dancing in a dark room. Because really no one can see you very well, so it doesn't matter. And even if they could, what does it really matter? So the song set me off, and then I picked a song on purpose to dance to that would release more of this emotion in me, because I realized that, okay, if I'm feeling this, there's something there that needs to be released, and I'm going to release it. I'm not going to try and keep it in, because like I just said, I don't want there to be illness in my body, or any stuck energy that I don't need that isn't serving me. So I had a time. I had an amazingly gut-wrenching, bawling cry while I danced. And it felt really good. It kind of felt amazing. And I highly suggest that if you have any emotion in your body that you are holding on to that isn't serving you and that you may not even be aware of, get it out of there as quickly as possible by doing some movement. You know, if you're into dancing, dance it out. If you're into boxing, you know, go hit the bag. If you're into working out, go pummel some weights. Just get at it. Go do what you need to do. Smack some pillows, you know, get a bat and just like whack the wall or something. Because it works. Getting that energy out of your body is so cathartic. I felt so much better after my dance. Because I snotted and I cried and I bawled and I wailed and I was loud and I think I even like screamed at one point. Just very raw, very primal. And you know, a lot of us are not really comfortable with that type of thing because it feels so close and so primal that it's often uncomfortable. But once you do it, I'm here to tell you, it feels so much better and it will help you so much. And those of you who are struggling with those of any, anyone who's struggling with any kind of physical illness, I highly suggest you move some energy through your body. And like I said, you can do it with movement. You can do it with breath, like breath work or breathing exercises, or you can use sound, screaming, yelling, making noise of some sort with your voice. Because it works. It gets the energy out of your body. Excuse me, one second. So sorry, I'm having a coughing fit. I don't know what is up with my voice today. I feel like I'm being waterboarded. It's like someone's pouring liquid down my throat. Okay, enough of that. Where are we here? In the chat. Let me find you all. Sorry, I lost the Facebook page and I have to go get back into it. Okay, here we are. But anyway, that was all part of the releasing that I feel like many of us have been trying to do, just releasing anything that's stuck and that we don't need. And that happens, and it's happened automatically too. It can be just like, excuse me, even, going to the bathroom more often than usual is definitely a release. Excuse me, I think I have hiccups now. Oh, God. It's not one thing, it's another. But we will deal. Oh, my goodness. And I did not even realize what time it was. Holy cow. We have 2 minutes left. What the hell? That time went really fast. Pamela says, hope you feel better sooner than later. Thanks, Pamela. I appreciate it. Renee says, I'm off to do some errands. Have a wonderful week, Lori. And Tara says, I love Florence and the Machine. So do I. Some of her music is so amazing. But that song in particular is very, very emotional. The End of Love. And she's also got some other great ones that I love to dance to. But God, I have to go, you guys. Holy crap. I need another hour. I just really do. But I love you all so much. I hope that you were able to glean something from some of the stuff I was spewing today, no matter what that was. And I welcome you all back next week. Hopefully I can answer some questions for you next week. This week there weren't any, and that's okay. But I do love to answer questions. And I just love all of you here with me. I just love having your presence in any way, shape, or form. So I'm grateful. And I love you all very much. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And that is a fact. Bye, everybody.